Welcome back to the show. And today is Friday, which means that I am going to answer your questions. So diving into the listener mailbag, we had a really good question today about pushing it in your workouts. So let's take a listen.
Hey, Megan, I have a question regarding health conditions. I have been diagnosed with dysautonomia. And my mom also has a medical condition called myasthenia gravis. Two totally different things. But my question is just regarding how do we know how, like, what is too much when working out? How much to push ourselves? My mom doesn't push herself at all and uses it as a complete excuse and is, she's very weak right now. She's 71 years old and is just so weak. I think she could push herself a little bit more. I sometimes with my dysautonomia, sometimes I feel dizzy when I work out, or I just feel really nauseous or weak or whatever afterwards. And so I guess, how are we supposed to know how much is a good push and how much is a bad push? Thanks, Megan.
Wendy, this is a really good question. It's actually kind of complicated too. And I want to address you in particular. I know that your mom is a separate situation, and it sounds like her hesitations with pushing herself are probably a little bit more mental. It's a little bit more out of fear of doing a hard thing that's kind of unfamiliar. That's probably what is going on there. More of a mindset issue. But I think with you, it sounds like you want to push yourself, but you have a medical condition that's making it difficult to push yourself in a safe way, and you're not quite sure what that might look like for yourself. So when you have a medical condition that impacts your autonomic nervous system, which is what you're describing there, which is your entire system that kind of regulates your body temperature, regulates your blood pressure, that can absolutely be impacted when you start exercising. Because what happens when we start moving and exercising is that your blood pressure goes up, your body temperature goes up, your heart starts pumping harder, and your lungs start working faster. So it's hard to tell where's that line. We don't want to get cross that line. And when it comes to pushing yourself, this is going to look different than someone who does not have a medical condition like yours. Okay, so just try to keep that in mind. Now, why push yourself even to begin with? Why do we need to be doing this in workouts anyway? Like, why push yourself? Well, it comes back to a basic training principle called progressive overload. If you want to see changes in your body, if you want to make progress in any direction, I don't care what it is. It could be balance, could be coordination, could be your cardiovascular system, could be your muscular strength, whatever the change is that you want to see, you have to step outside of your comfort zone and push yourself a little bit further than where your baseline is, where your normal is. And when you step outside of that and push yourself, that now becomes your new normal. And it's that progressive overload, which I know is this like fancy term, don't get caught up on that, but it's pushing yourself into that zone, which creates change and improvements in your body. So if you don't want to just maintain status quo, if you want to see change and improvements in your body, then you do need to push outside of your comfort zone. Fortunately, there are a lot of ways that you can push yourself during a workout. You can do another repetition of an exercise than what you did before. You could do heavier weight. Maybe you could do like one more set of that circuit. Like maybe you have a group of three exercises. Last week, you went through those three exercises two times. This week, you go through it three times. So you're pushing a little bit beyond what you've done before. Other ways that you could push it in a workout is to reduce your rest breaks. So maybe you do those three exercises and you take like a minute break before you start them up again. Next week, you take a 30-second break, so you don't have as long of time to recover in between sets. That can dramatically increase the intensity. Maybe even in between exercises, you, as soon as you finish the last rep of one, you move on to the next rep of the other. You don't take breaks, so you could really push yourself cardiovascularly that way too. And even just the technicality of an exercise. You could take an exercise and do it on 2 feet with your feet perfectly planted. There's no balance component to it. And maybe you take that same exercise and maybe you stagger your feet or take 1 foot off the floor. And now you're making it more of a balancing exercise. So that's harder on your nervous system. So that's pushing it on your nervous system. So there are lots of ways that you can push yourself during a workout, okay? So in your situation, Wendy, with a medical condition, I would focus on pushing yourself in ways that are not cardiovascular, that are not going to increase your blood pressure, increase your body temperature, and increase your heart rate and respiratory rate. Focus on pushing yourself in all the other ways. Do harder balancing moves. Do moves that require you to coordinate more. Do moves that involve more muscular strength. So maybe you're pushing heavier weight for a particular exercise, but you notice that, okay, now that I'm pushing a lot heavier weight, that requires a little bit more oxygen. So it's pushing my cardiovascular system a little bit more. So I'm going to take a longer rest break after this exercise because I don't want that part of it to go up. I want to just focus on the muscular strength component. I'm going to push myself there, but I'm going to give myself a little bit more rest break and recovery in between to make sure this side of things stays down. So hopefully this gives you some ideas of how to think outside the box and push yourself in your workouts, maybe in ways that you haven't thought about, in ways that aren't just about cardiovascular intensity. Okay. And then for everyone listening, whether or not you have a medical condition, the wisest method when you're working on pushing yourself and getting better and seeing progress is making sure that you're not pushing yourself in every category all at once. Okay. I don't want you to show up to a workout and be like, I'm going to get as mobile as I possibly can and work on all of the balancing exercises and get my heart rate way up through the roof and then push as much weight as I possibly can. Like, we don't want to change and push everything all at once. You kind of want to just pick a couple things to focus on in one moment. And a great example of this is, okay, if you're going to really push your muscular strength and you're also doing balance exercises, give yourself more recovery time and rest in between them so that your heart rate is not also through the roof. Okay. So just trying to balance things out and just be wise about your training. All right, friend, I hope this was so helpful for you and gave you a new way to kind of look at your workouts and what they should feel like. And if this sparked a question that you might have in your mind, I would love to help you out. Okay. Just head to vigeofit.com/ask and I will take care of you on an upcoming Friday episode. Until next time, be strong.